want to brief you on a lot going on at the Fed. I'm David Brancaccio, the powerful vice chair of America's Central Bank. His name is Richard Clarida, has announced his resignation with about 3 weeks left in his term. Clarida resigns from the Fed amid questions about stock trades he made in early pandemic, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Clarida sold stock in February of 2020, then bought it back a few days later, right before the Fed reassured markets it would backstop the economy during the pandemic. Some regional Fed bank presidents also resigned after their trades raised questions. Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, says the Fed has released a plan to revamp its ethics guidelines, but it has limits.
It puts the Fed as an organization on the record about what's right and what's wrong. But you still have people, and we're still going to rely on people to self-report and self-report forthrightly.
Clarida's resignation comes as Fed Chair Jerome Powell heads to Capitol Hill today for a hearing on his nomination for a second term. Powell will tell the Senate Banking Committee the Fed will use its tools to prevent inflation from becoming entrenched. That would include raising interest rates. Powell will say he knows higher prices for food, housing, and transportation take a toll on consumers. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We have an eye on the markets. After a very volatile day for technology stocks, the NASDAQ index popped back right up at the end of trading yesterday, plus 9 points in the end. NASDAQ futures this morning are up 0.4%. The Dow futures up 0.2%, 70 points. Interest rates are down just slightly, 1.76% for the 10-year rate. Davos, the big meeting of CEOs and world leaders at a Swiss ski resort, has been postponed amid COVID for a second year now. But the host organization, it's the World Economic Forum, today released its global risk report for the world economy. It's drawn from a big survey of experts, business, and political leaders. On the list of emerging risks, extra things to worry about to go along with climate change, war, pandemic, cyber vulnerabilities. We'll look at a piece of that here. Parents are surprised to learn that children, even if they're not yet online, are at risk to identity theft and other predations. Rachel Miro from KQED in San Francisco reports.
2021 saw a massive spike in ransomware-related cyber attacks. That means huge tranches of sensitive data were stolen from all sorts of places, like school districts and healthcare providers, and then resold online. Eva Velasquez heads the Identity Theft Resource Center, the nonprofit counsels victims of identity crime.
We don't wrap our brains around that this is actually a thing. Especially parents. Really, that's one more thing I have to worry about, but it is the world we live in right now.
Velasquez says that can be hard for some parents to believe, especially if they've managed to keep their kids off social media.
There's a misconception among parents that a lot of this is behavior driven. My child doesn't engage online. They don't have social media accounts or they don't have a bank account. And I'm sorry to burst your bubble here, but that is really giving you a false sense of security. Your children do have identity credentials. If you are claiming them on your taxes, they have a social security number.
She says parents should freeze their kids' credit, even though they're too young to have a credit history. Why? To prevent anybody else from, say, opening a credit card using that child's credentials. That's what retired dentist Anu Minocha of the San Francisco Bay Area has done for her 19-year-old at UCLA and a pair of 17-year-olds in high school.
Twins, yes.
It wasn't easy. The big three credit reporting agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, all require copies of key documents and more. But Minocha wants to set a good example.
What do you do? I mean, that's the world we live in, right? So you can't hide under a blanket. I think you just have to teach kids how to manage that world.
Last thought, older people can be vulnerable too. I'm Rachel Miro for Marketplace.
Oh,
Over the weekend marked the first time New Yorkers could make legal online wagers on the Jets, the Giants, or the Knicks. After a 2018 Supreme Court decision overturned federal restrictions, more than 30 states have legalized some form of sports gambling, but not potentially lucrative California. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that.
Whoever runs sports gambling in California is going to make a lot of money. Peter Schenke is a board member of the Fantasy Sports and Gaming Association.
California is the holy grail. It's the biggest piece out there, but unfortunately, most people think it's going to be the last piece of the puzzle.
Some Native American tribes want to restrict sports betting to their casinos. Online platforms like FanDuel and DraftKings want gamblers to be able to bet from anywhere. So with potentially tens of billions of dollars at stake,
California has just been a very difficult political environment to get anything passed.
The interest group Hornets Nest has produced four separate initiatives that could be on the midterm ballot in November. But money can be an incentive for compromise, says Thad Kauser, a political science professor at UC San Diego.
They can withdraw and not have to pay the millions of dollars it'll take to win a ballot fight.
If there is no deal, online gambling platforms have already pledged $100 million for their campaign. You know what they say, always bet on yourself. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
And according to the White House now, people with health insurance should be able to pay nothing for up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month. This is supposed to start this Saturday. Insurance companies can set up special deals online or with pharmacies. But these things remain hard to find. Been on any fruitless scavenger hunts to multiple stores and pharmacies lately for these? And I see, for instance, CVS and Walgreens have none for online shipping as of this morning. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.